October 27th, Tuesday. What do you believe in? What are the 10 foundations of faith? Number 1. I believe in the absolute sovereignty of God who plans and accomplishes everything in the world. 1 Chronicles 29, 10-14. Number 2. I believe that Jesus Christ is the main figure of history. Ephesians 1, 1-9. Number 3. I believe that the Holy Spirit indwells, guides, and works in those who are saved. John 14, 16-17. Number 4. I believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God and is an authoritative promise that will be fulfilled. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 15-17. Number 5. I believe that believers are God's temple and the Holy Spirit dwells in them. 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16. Number 6. I believe that my present place is the missions field that contains God's plan of salvation. Genesis 39 verses 1 through 6, Acts 18 verses 1 through 4. Number 7. I believe that God oversees life and death and fortune and misfortune. Psalms 139 verses 1 through 10. Number 8. I believe that God will help me to live a life that is most worthy through my finite life. Hebrews 9:27. Number 9. I believe and give thanksgiving for the hope of heaven in the afterlife. Luke 16:19 through 31 and Revelations 21:1 through 8. Number 10. I believe that the evangelist will receive a reward. Matthew 10:40 through 42 and 24:14. The status and authority of God's children. John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. According to your status as a child of God, authority is granted. Your conscience, strength, and power are not conditions or qualifications for salvation. God has promised the status and authority to become his child only through Jesus Christ. How can you be assured of this identity and authority and enjoy the blessings as his child? Number 1. Be assured of your status and authority of a child of God. To those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, God has given them the right to become his children. Before the creation of the world, God chose you as his child. Whenever you confess Jesus Christ, the power of darkness is broken through the blessing of the rock. You receive the keys of heaven and you gain all authority in heaven and on earth. Finally, until the very end of the age, God will be with you through the blessing of Emmanuel. Number 2. Fully enjoy the background of a child of God. The moment you hold on to God's covenant that Jesus is the Christ, everything is finished. When God's kingdom becomes your background, you can naturally enjoy your citizenship of heaven. When you receive the power of only Holy Spirit, you'll become a witness to the end of the earth. Whenever the gospel is testified, darkness is bound in the field, evil spirits flee, and Satan's forces completely collapse. As a child of God, what can you be sure of? They are the assurance of salvation that never changes, the assurance of answers to prayer that causes daily miracles, the assurance of victory that enables you to triumph no matter what the problem, the assurance of forgiveness of sins that break down all curses, and the assurance of the guidance of the Holy Spirit who will always be with you. Through these assurances, you'll stand as the remnant summit to heal the world. Dear God, help me to become a model remnant who possesses the gospel and enjoys the greatest blessings, which are my status and authority as your child. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.